You're listening to SBS News.
Israel has launched dozens of airstrikes in Gaza, and the Hamas militant group kept up its rocket attacks on Israeli cities in fighting that has spilled into a second week, with no sign of any imminent end to the serious hostilities. The Gaza Health Ministry puts the death toll in the densely populated enclave of 2 million Palestinians at 197, including 58 children and 34 women. On Sunday, the UN Security Council held a virtual session to discuss the escalation in the conflict between all members calling for an immediate cessation to the violence and return to negotiations. During the meeting, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Malki urged the UN Security Council to take action to end the Israeli attacks, asking, where is the condemnation?
How many Palestinian civilians killed is enough for a condemnation? We know a single Israeli is, but how many Palestinians? 200 Palestinians have been killed, a third of them children and women. What is the threshold for outrage? An entire family wiped out of existence is not enough.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the United States has been working tirelessly through diplomatic channels to try to end the dispute.
In the hours since the council last met on this issue, the United States has been working tirelessly through diplomatic channels to try to bring an end to this conflict. President Biden spoke to Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas yesterday. Secretary Blinken has spoken with senior Israeli, Palestinian, and regional leaders.
Ms. Thomas-Greenfield echoed President Joe Biden's earlier statement that both Israelis and Palestinians both have an equal right to live in safety and security. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that current hostilities in Gaza and Israel are appalling and could plunge the region into an uncontainable crisis.
The current hostilities are utterly appalling. This latest round of violence only perpetuates the cycles of death, destruction, and despair, and pushes farther to the horizon any hopes of coexistence and peace. Fighting must stop. It must stop immediately. Rockets and mortars on one side, the aerial and artillery bombardments on the other, must stop. I appeal to all parties to heed this call. The United Nations is actively engaging all sides towards an immediate ceasefire.
Mr. Guterres called on all parties to respect humanitarian and human rights laws and reaffirmed the UN's commitment to working towards a two-state solution.
Let me reiterate that the United Nations remain deeply committed to working with Israelis and Palestinians and with our international and regional partners, including the Middle East Quartet, to realize a lasting and just peace. The only way forward is to return to negotiations with the goal of a two-state solution, leaving two states side by side in peace, security, and mutual recognition, with Jerusalem as the capital of both states, all based on relevant UN resolutions, international law, and prior agreements.
UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Tor Wennesland, said the violence is inappropriate and unjustified.
The United Nations is working tirelessly with all sides to restore calm. I reiterate the Secretary General's urgent call on Israel and Palestinian armed groups to take immediate and decisive steps to de-escalate the situation and prevent any further loss of life. Israelis and Palestinians have a legitimate right to safety and security. The violence we are witnessing now is unacceptable and unjustifiable.
Tunisia's representative to the UN, Tariq Ladib, said that the Council must address the underlying issues to achieve peace.
But let's not forget that the Council is not supposed to address only the symptoms and consequences of the crisis, but also its root causes. In this connection, occupation is the major cause of all what is happening of tragic developments and the long suffering of Palestinians. Without ending occupations and achieving a just, comprehensive, and lasting settlement of the Palestinian cause, peace, security, and stability can never be restored in the region.
Representatives from Norway, China, and Tunisia all gave statements expressing their deep concern about the situation in Gaza and the rising number of casualties. Norway's Mona Hjul called for an immediate end of hostility, full respect for international law, including international humanitarian law, and the protection of civilians, especially children.
We urge both sides to work to urgently lower tensions and end the violence. Lastly, we reiterated our support for a negotiated two-state solution in accordance with relevant UN resolutions and international law, and urge for the intensification and acceleration of diplomatic effort and support towards this aim.
The head of the Palestinian envoy to Australia, Ezzat Abdelhadi, is accusing the international community of failing to shoulder its responsibility in stopping the violence. He spoke to SBS Arabic 24.
The international community protects Israel once again and gives it a license to kill. And the United States, unfortunately, does not allow the Security Council to carry out its duties to maintain international peace and security, and that Israel still enjoys great immunity in the international community.
The United States says it has made it clear to Israel and Palestinians, as well as others, that it's ready to offer support and that parties should seek a ceasefire. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.